Classic Country, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS. Good morning, I'm Brady Safranik. This is Community Speaks, and it's brought to you by The Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Joining me this morning with Johnson County Healthcare Center, Julia Bettinger. Julia, how are you today?
I'm great. Thanks, Brady.
Excellent. We're going to talk about a number of things, but we're sort of also doing a kind of meet the staff thing where we're introducing people to the community. So first of all, Julia, tell us, what's your position?
Well, gosh. My name's Julia, and I work at Johnson County Healthcare Center in the capacity as the director of the cardiopulmonary and wellness departments, and I've been there for a little over 3 years now and serve in a variety of different areas, which I'll kind of detail here in a little bit.
Well, I know, you know, when we used to talk on this show, it was always about something about cancer, but now you're in sort of a different position.
Absolutely. I mean, I've kind of switched chronic diseases. So my focus now is the heart and the lungs. Certainly in the bigger picture of wellness, I'm still doing things to help with cancer, and I'm still that messenger of eat well, be active, reduce your stress, all of those.
So you're still all about being healthy.
Absolutely.
And we're going to talk a little bit about some of the services that are offered there within the cardiopulmonary wellness department. That's a very long word.
I know. I get tongue-tied sometimes.
Should we just say cardio?
That. Yeah, yeah. I mean, well, we got to get the lungs in there. That's the problem. Let's just talk heart and lungs. So, within the cardiopulmonary wellness department, to break it down, we have the heart side of things, and that focuses on cardiac rehab. That's been a service provided by Johnson County Healthcare Center for many, many, many years. Many of you would recognize Karen Sullivan, in which she's still around and enjoys filling in sometimes. But that program is really a comprehensive, supervised, structured program where individuals come to exercise and get information to make healthy lifestyle changes just to reduce their overall future risk of disease and improve their quality of life. So on the heart side of things, that's one thing there. Then the pulmonary part. So pulmonary rehab is another service. This service is relatively new to Johnson County Healthcare Center, in that over the last year we've started offering a program for people with COPD or asthma or cystic fibrosis, some MS patients, with the goal of helping to lessen their short of breath, help them tolerate their what they enjoy better, doing their daily activities at home, and just getting them to return to things and enjoy life, improve their quality of life. And it's a very similar program to that of cardiac rehab, supervised, structured, monitored, education, exercise, all of those good things incorporated within both of these programs. They're very comprehensive, and with these programs, oftentimes people are in for 18 to 36 sessions, and it takes that long for these healthy lifestyle changes to occur. So all of these are physician referred. You have to have a doctor's order, but they are provided here at Johnson County Healthcare Center. So those are the big rehab programs at the current time. I foresee that there will be some additional services coming soon. But moving into a few other things that are offered, we have quite a few different tests and treatments within this department. Those being, oftentimes your doctor wants to get a 24 or 48 hour look at your heart. And that might be done through something we call a Holter monitor. And that tells us how fast or slow your heart's beating, if there's any irregularities, and a lot of additional things. We offer exercise stress tests. We offer ambulatory blood pressure monitors. So simply just a monitor that you're wearing so we can see what your blood pressure is all the time. Blood pressure is something that, you know, if you have high blood pressure, there's no warning signs of that. There's nothing to identify that. And high blood pressure in the long term is a huge risk for cardiovascular disease and stroke and a lot of other ailments. We also provide 6-minute walk tests, overnight oximetry. We have a couple people trained, staff who've certified through programming to perform pulmonary function tests. And so there's a lot of things stacking up in that area, which may cause confusion out there. So I think, Brady, I just wanted to reach out and say, oh, we have all these things. If you have a question about what we provide, call us and let us help you answer your question.
And so with some of these, they would probably need to see a doctor first. You mentioned some of the stuff you offer. They need a doctor's referral. So maybe they want to see their family doctor first, take those problems with them, and then see if you're the next step.
Absolutely. So most of the tests are all going to be ordered by your physician if they're in need of that data. And in regards to the programming, as far as cardiac rehab goes, if you've had a heart attack, a stent, a valve replacement, congestive heart failure, a lot of these diagnoses, immediately it's a standard of care to get you into a program and return you back to your daily living. In regards to pulmonary rehab, same thing, doctor's order provided. There's a lot of people, it's not uncommon to have COPD or asthma or some exacerbation from those. And so this is offers those people an opportunity to get into some programming to help them improve their quality of life.
And just to kind of touch on a couple of these tests, the exercise stress test, is that to find out how much stress someone has, or is that to give them ways to lessen their stress?
We try not to stress them before we perform it. The stress test, great question. Stress test is usually something the doctor orders as a result of them having coronary artery disease and wanting to follow up on that, or them having complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. And so really it's very individualized. Stress test in general, we perform monitored. So you're set up with electrodes on you and you exercise at and we gradually increase your intensity to see how you tolerate that, what your heart rate does, what your blood pressure does, how you're feeling. And that, again, is an ordered procedure. And there's a lot of different reasons why your provider might order it. So it's not something you're going to go in and say, I want this.
I want the exercise stress.
Yeah, exactly. But if you're symptomatic, you might find that they say, Brady, in order to
do some exercises,
to do this, we want to see what happens physiologically in your body when we're stressing you at this level. And so they might order something like this so they can monitor. Yeah.
Now, as more of a broad generalization, exercise in general can relieve some stress from someone, correct?
Or? Oh, absolutely. I'm so glad you said that. That's just one of the many benefits of exercise. And it's so good for both our mind and our body, exercise, moving more. And so we certainly, if you ask me, in my world, exercise is your medicine. And so mind, body, whatever, the more you move, the less tension, the less stress, the better you feel, the more you tolerate activities, the better you sleep, your blood pressure, your cholesterol, all these things improve.
I would imagine the less you move, then the older you get, the less you're able to move, probably.
You know, age does challenge us. I wish we had a solution for that, but the reality is as we age, these things just creep up on us. But the more we do to just be active, the better we tolerate age, you know, the less stiff we are, you know. But if we start and we stop and we start and we stop, we notice those changes with age.
So we talked a little bit earlier about blood pressure and the importance of it, and the fact that if you have high blood pressure, you know, sometimes you don't know it until something bad happens. How often should someone be tested and have their blood pressure checked, that sort of thing?
Absolutely. That's a great question. So that's probably a question for your doctor, and it kind of brings up the importance of how significant it is to have your regular follow-ups or an established visit with a healthcare provider, because really they're the expert in that area. And so as far as me answering that question, I'm gonna not answer it and say that is a great question and everybody should know the answer to it. And a lot of these things are just so imperative that you have a regular primary doc and you can say, "Doc, how often should I monitor these things and have these type of tests done, or is this for me?" And so I highly encourage you to reach out to your doc, or just have an established doc that they're the ones who keep you on schedule with these types of tests and procedures. And
so it's
they're
more
happy
of a
to
kind
help
of
you.
Personalized.
Yeah, there's deal. There's definitely a standard that they follow, but I think the important thing to know about our health in general is that whenever we walk in, we're an individual person to each of them. You know, they're looking at us as a whole on an individual level. And of course, you know, when we talk about screenings or this and that, there are guidelines to follow. So blood pressure and mammograms and colonoscopies and, you know, at this age we do this.
All the fun stuff.
Exactly. All that fun stuff. So the best thing to do is ask them what your schedule is.
Okay. And while we're talking about, you know, certain things you guys offer, that sort of thing, what sort of new and exciting that's going on?
Absolutely. So I think that there's a lot going on within our area. We do offer ample cardiac and pulmonary services. I think for a while people were confused about what we have respiratory wise, but we do have the services in which we provided prior. We are scheduling. Something new is that scheduling of these tests and treatments, if your doctor gives you an order, we're trying to just do the best we can to serve you the best we can. So when you call in and bring that, we're trying to schedule all of these tests very soon and get you in there and have them performed. Pulmonary rehab, I have to point that out. It's something new. It's something incredible. It's something that helps you return back to your regular activities with hopefully less in shortness of breath and symptoms and just a better quality of life. And these programs, I think it's important to note that participation in the programs, you get the benefit out of the program when you complete the program. Unfortunately, like age, time is on the side of all of this. So completion of these are critical for results and improved cardiovascular or pulmonary health or reduced, improved heart function, et cetera. A few more things within this area to tap on, just touch briefly on the wellness end of it. We, as I said, whoa, I'm cardiac and pulmonary now. And instead of cancer, we are focusing on cancer a little bit. I guess I should say a lot. It's always a focus of ensuring that people know when to screen and how to screen. And in the last year, we've applied and got some funding to support a breast health event, women coming out and getting an exam and scheduling their mammogram and knowing when to do that. And so we have a breast health event in which I'll be back to talk about more coming up in October, but that's something new. It's an annual event, so you'll be seeing and hearing a lot about that soon. In addition to new in this upcoming month, Johnson County Healthcare Center hosts the annual health fair and blood draw every winter. And that has taken place for many, many, many years. We will continue to host that. In addition to that, we're partnering with Wyoming Health Fairs, and they'll be coming to our facility once a month offering blood screenings, the same screenings in which are offered at the health fair. So the first Wednesday of every month, they'll be at the hospital. In addition to exciting, we also have our bi-monthly wellness draws through our lab. So those are things that go on there. And those are probably the newest, latest, greatest in this area.
And if people want to check that out, like those blood screenings, is that something they need to go through their doctor for, or is that something they can contact you directly?
Sure. these screenings, some require doctor's orders, some don't. I think the best way to say it is that through insurance, it's always good to check with your insurance and how they cover. Normally, insurance covers an annual wellness draw, and additional testing to be covered by insurance usually requires doctor order. Okay. And if you have any questions, feel free calling the clinic and asking your provider about screenings or if you need screenings or what's right for you.
Excellent. So we're talking with Julia Bettinger here with the Johnson County Healthcare Center. Julia, I thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thanks, Brady.
This is Community Speaks, and it's brought to you by The Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Keep it tuned, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS.